cipher.
The word hung there for a beat.
Curse me for a fool. He was there within our grasp and got away again because you made an oath to him.
The entire stateroom had fallen silent. All eyes were on the giant in the center of the room and the small, crippled figure before him.
My lord, I owed him my life.
You owed him nothing. Nothing, you hear me?
His right hand reached down to the holster at his belt, and impossibly quickly, he drew his bolt pistol and held it to Regan Antigone's forehead.
No, please, no. I'm already dying. You know that. I've already suffered so much because of this damn war. I lost both my boys, my beautiful boys. In the time I have remaining, I just want to be left in peace and go and visit the grave sites. Please, grant me that, as one old soldier to another.
Tigraine towered over him, unflinching, finger poised on the trigger. Without taking his eyes from Regan, he addressed the room.
This man is no hero of the Imperium. This man is a traitor who consorted with the enemy during the liberation of Amadis and lied about his role during the defense. His name is to be struck from the records, and all memorials and dedications to his false heroism are to be destroyed by order of the Dark Angels chapter of the Adeptus Astartes.
The onlookers shook their heads and a murmur spread around the room.
Kneel!
I
kneel!
Regan dropped his cane and let gravity do the work of bringing him to his knees. He looked up at the Angel of Death.
You don't have to do this. Only you and I know.
Tigraine remained inexpressive.
All this over a secret.
The Space Marine's emotionless features were replaced by a sneer. He bent his knee slightly so that he could reach down with the bolt pistol and place it against the smaller man's temple.
Regan Antigone, you have been found wanting in the eyes of the Emperor and of his loyal servants. You have willingly fraternized with and granted aid and shelter to enemies of the Imperium. You have dishonored the memory of those who sacrificed themselves so heroically and brought shame upon your regiment. Regan Antigone, you have been found wanting, and for that your life is forfeit!
In his last few seconds of life, Regan Antigone closed his eyes and prayed that when the angel came to take him to the heavens this time, his sons and the friends he'd lost in the trenches would be there to welcome him.